There may be some good news coming for Peter Greste, the journalist in jail in Egypt. Remember, he's sentenced to 7 years jail for aiding the Muslim Brotherhood when he's really just doing his job as an Al Jazeera journalist. It was an awful, it was a travesty, that court case. I know several in the judiciary in this country are very anxious about it, but it's now reported the Egyptian president is considering a pardon for him. On the line is Peter's brother, Andrew Greste. Good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Have you heard anything officially about it, Andrew?
What we've heard overnight in the newspaper report. So obviously we're viewing it with a certain amount of cautious optimism. But yeah, we're encouraged by these things.
What do you do? Are you able to get on to the Egyptian authorities and say, is anything happening, or just sit there and wait?
Oh, no. Obviously, we're, you know, doing lots behind the scenes, working with our government to just try and clarify it and find out exactly, you know, what the comments mean and whether there's any, any developments.
Is the Australian government still attempting to get him out?
Oh, certainly. I mean, he's spent the best part of 12 months there for, like you said, merely doing his job. So the Australian government have been quite strong in their comments when he was first sentenced, and they've been continually, you know, working behind the scenes to get him out.
Have you seen him recently?
Yeah, I was actually over there last week, so I visited him twice in the past week. So he's, you know, he's okay, but he's also fed up and frustrated because he's been there way too long for crimes that he didn't commit.
Is he coping okay? That'd be an awful situation to be in.
It is. It's the conditions aren't what you'd call, you know, comfortable by any means. It's pretty Spartan and as is, you know, a lot of prisons. But he's a tough guy and very resilient. So he's had to work on keeping himself physically and mentally fit. He knows that he's, you know, this isn't over until he's out, and he's got to look after himself.
And what's the next step? There's an appeal, isn't
there? Yeah, that's right. The appeal's scheduled for the 1st of January, and he's, you know, we're very confident that he's lodged a strong case and a strong appeal. I mean, in the first court sessions, we saw absolutely no evidence to back up the claims that, you know, got him put in prison in the first place. So we're very confident that he's got a strong case.
How are your parents?
You know, they're anxious, as we all have been. We've been on tenterhooks for the last 12 months trying to advocate for his release because he's done nothing wrong, and we feel very strongly about that, and as do the best part of the world, I think, given the amount of support that Peter's seen and the amount of comments that were made at the conviction by all sorts of governments and high authorities, from the UN to the US government, the British government, our government. You know, we all strongly feel that there's been a miscarriage of justice here, and he needs to get home.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for talking to us. I hope it goes well.